Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope you are doing wonderful. I hope this episode finds you well. Today, I wanted to talk about choosing yourself and staying single. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because that is the journey I am in right now. Before I get into all the reasonings why I have chosen to stay single, what I've learned in the process and in the journey of staying single, I wanted to talk about my past relationship first and how I got to this point. So to start off, I was in a relationship for 5 years from 2017 to 2022. So from the age of 17 to the age of 22. I then had broken up with my long distance boyfriend at the time. And I remember that it was very difficult for me because I thought that this man was the person I was going to marry. I thought this was it and we were endgame. Life had another plan for me, which I'm actually glad. I don't regret anything. I don't wish my life was different. I think that I love the way that it played out. I feel like the universe knew that I needed that. And even though I felt like I didn't need that at the moment, it was like the last thing I wanted to go through. I had just lost my brother the year prior to that. And so I just felt like this cannot be happening to me right now. I don't think I could handle this. But guess what? I handled it. I lived and I'm living, I'm breathing. Life went on and I laughed again. Life went on and I was able to get through it. Fast forward, 6 months later, I went to college. And at this point, I think that in my head at 22, I thought that I was ready for something new. I thought that, hey, I can give it a try again. And I had just moved away from home, which was new. I didn't have an in-person, like a person-to-person in-person relationship. Like my past relationship was a long-distance relationship. So being around so many new things and new people and even guys was like, that was way new for me. I remember being like, you know, I think I'm ready. And in my mind, I thought that I knew what I wanted. And I knew that if someone came in to my life and didn't give me what I deserve, I thought that I knew that I wouldn't let them step over me or treat me any less. But that's when life comes into play and shows you, hey, you don't even know. Life showed me, like, you weren't ready for that. But then again, I only knew what I knew at the time. I've learned in the last 9 months how to forgive myself for allowing myself to be treated in a way that I did not deserve. I got into this situationship. It wasn't even a relationship because I wasn't technically dating this person, but I settled for that. I can't even call it the bare minimum because it was less than the bare minimum. That's what I was receiving. I allowed myself to stay there, and I didn't understand for a very long time why I did that to myself. Because yes, I can sit here and blame the other person all I want. Of course, they have to, you know, accept that they played a role. But I also need to accept that, hey, they weren't the only one in that. Like, I was in there and I allowed that to happen. People treat you the way that you allow them to treat you. Which is something that I learned after the fact. Because I was angry at the person, but I was more angry at myself. I couldn't understand how I allowed someone to treat me so poorly. And so then I really reflected and I sat with myself and I'm like, you need to forgive yourself for sitting here and allowing someone to literally break you to the point that you've lost your spark. I started to learn little by little, and mind you, it took me a very long time to come to terms that I needed to forgive myself. Because if I couldn't forgive myself, I couldn't forgive the person. I'm not a person to go around with a heavy heart or hating someone. And all I felt for this person was hate. All I felt for this person was anger. I needed to let go of that because I knew that if I brought that with me lingering around, it's just not healthy. And I wouldn't forgive myself because I would still have that anger towards that person. So I chose to forgive. Forgiving myself was the best step because then I realized all of these things and I started to understand myself in a better way. I started to really sit with myself and ask myself, why did you sit there and allow someone to treat you in such a way? And then I went backwards. I went backwards to when I was younger. I understood that as a younger child, I never felt like I was enough. I never felt like I was worthy of love. I never felt like I belonged. I always felt out of place. I never felt like I was anyone's first choice and yada, yada, yada. So I think that because I felt like that as a child, I was allowing someone to treat me the way that I really thought that I didn't really think that I deserved that, but subconsciously, that's what my inner thoughts actually felt. That's what, even though I wanted to be this person that loved herself, knew exactly what she wanted, I wasn't. I was literally brand new to this world of like dating in person. It was all new to me. I went from literally a man that actually treated me very well, and I could never speak bad on that because my 5-year relationship was a good one. So I knew what I was supposed to be treated like. I never asked that person to treat me right. So I was in this other situation where I'm like, I'm asking this person to treat me right. I'm begging for this person's love. And I don't even understand, and I couldn't understand why I would do such a thing. But that was my unhealed version. That person was my unhealed pain that I didn't figure out before I went and said, yes, I'm ready to like someone new or to be with someone new. And I realized that in every situation in my life, when someone walked away, I turned into myself and made myself the victim. And I'm not saying that, hey, that person's right. And what I'm saying is that, yes, people did hurt me and people did walk away. But I would be like, what did I do wrong? It's my fault. I'm never chosen. I'm unworthy of love. All of these negative thoughts. There comes a point in your life, which came into my life, where you just, either you choose to continue to be the victim, or you get up and say, hey, yeah, people are not choosing me. People are not making me their first choice, but I can make myself my first choice. And that's when life started to click a little better. When I understood that, hey, they might not choose you, but if you choose yourself every single time, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it okay. Because if there's one thing that someone cannot take from you besides your education, is self-love. If you truly, deeply understand yourself and love yourself, it doesn't matter who comes and tries to step on you, it's yours. It's yours. And I thought that after 6 months of kind of healing and figuring myself out after my breakup, I thought that I knew it all. I thought that, hey, if someone comes in, I will not let them step on me. But someone came in and they did. And I let them. And that's on me. And that's for something for me to work on. I cannot blame others for like the way they treated me because I allowed that. And I know a lot of people are like, yeah, but they didn't have to treat you that way. Very true, but people are who they are. If you do not allow them to treat you that way, if you walk away, then they don't even have the chance to treat you that way. That's where I started to realize that I was, one, healing, two, forgiving myself, and just understanding that that was an experience for me and I learned from it. I will continue to learn from it. I've told myself over and over again, take your time. You do not need to rush yourself. This will take time, and it's okay to take your time. I am learning, and I've learned to be so honest with myself and with other people. And not that I wasn't an honest person before. When I say that, I mean like not being afraid to tell someone, hey, I'm not ready. That's what I mean by being honest. I wasn't a person that was able to do that because I felt bad or like, I don't know, I was unsure. But I remember going on a date, telling that person, like, this was lovely, this was great, but I'm not ready. And then fast forward, like, I think it was like 4 months later, I was asked on another date and I went on it. It was great. Like, I had a good time, genuinely. But I'm listening to myself. I'm like, I'm not ready for this. And I told the person, lovely, thank you so much, but I'm not ready for this. I've learned that to be single is a bold choice for sure. It's very bold. It's not an easy choice because as humans, we are conditioned to love. Love is beautiful, it truly is, and being in love is amazing. And truthfully, I haven't felt in love in a very long time, so I kind of, that feeling has faded. I don't really know what it feels like, but I fall in love with things every day. I fall in love with myself every day. I don't need to fall in love with a man to like experience love and to be loved and to just be around love. I've learned to listen to myself and not to listen to social media and the people around me. Like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Do you want a boyfriend? Like, absolutely not. I know in my mind what it is that I'm looking for, and I know what it is that I deserve, but I'm not ready for it. And when I am ready for it, then the universe will bring it to me. And that's my faith. That's just how I think about it. And being single for the last 9 months has truly opened my eyes to just the world, and it has made me so strong, so disciplined, and being able to have self-control, which honestly is something that I don't struggle with, but it just makes me so much more powerful. Like, I feel powerful. Like, I choose myself every single day. That is something to say. Like, I can definitely be entertaining all of these guys, but I'm not, because one, I know that I want something serious. I know exactly what I want. So until that is not presented to my eyeballs, I will not settle. I will not go for it. And sometimes, of course, we're humans. You see something and you're like, maybe that can work out. And then I redirect myself. Absolutely not. You know exactly what you want. Keep it that way. Because if I am someone who, my mentality right now is, if someone is going to have me, someone one day will marry me. Right? That person is going to be the luckiest person in the world, because I worked so hard on myself. I'm literally healing past traumas, childhood trauma. I'm building myself little by little. That person is going to be blessed. But the thing is, a lot of times in relationships, people for some reason, they're like, oh, like, right, like, I'm the prize. I'm definitely the prize, but I definitely want to date someone who's also the prize. I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm the prize and they're not. They're a bum. Like, I don't want that. I definitely don't want to be part of that culture. I want to be with someone who is just as amazing as me. I want to be with someone who is as educated as me. I want to be with someone who is as hardworking as me. I want to be with someone who is as emotionally intelligent as me. Because if I'm sitting here working on myself, building myself little by little, then I deserve someone who has done the same or just as much. Or I want to look at someone and be like, I am so blessed to have you. I am so lucky to have you. And vice versa. Because I know someone's going to sit there and be like, wow, I am the luckiest guy ever. I can never imagine why anyone would mess this up. And that's called confidence, and that's called empowerment, because I know what I deserve, and I know how amazing I would treat someone and how much I can give someone. So therefore, I've learned in my life from past experiences that I'm not giving my love for free. I'm not just gonna sit here and give and give and give and allow someone just to take and take and take. That is not my purpose in life, and I've realized that. So until I find someone who is just as amazing, I'm staying single. And that's the reason why I've chosen to stay single. 9 months ago, I didn't know what I wanted in a relationship. 9 months ago, I probably didn't know what I wanted in a man, because I was broken. I've lost my spark. I lost myself. And then I got up and I told myself, we're gonna get through this. Am I still trying to figure it out and healing from the process? Absolutely. But I've came such a long way, and I know what I want. If I don't like something, I'm gonna say it. If I don't want to entertain you, I will say it, because I cannot pretend in my life anymore to accommodate for other people. And also, I've learned to shoot my shot. Because if it's a no, then that is a blessing. A no is a blessing, because that means something better will come. That means something else is for me. Choosing myself every single day has been the best decision I've made. And if you are single and listening to this, I hope you know that you are powerful and you have all the power to create your own reality and to love yourself. You do not need someone else to come into your life and love you. You can love yourself, and I promise you it's the most beautiful thing ever, because you're not allowing someone else to do it for you. When you're insecure, and let's say you're in a relationship, and you need all of this reassurance, and this person reassures you over and over and over and over again, and let's say finally you feel secure, you feel confidence because you allow someone else to build your confidence. When that person is taken away from you, all of that confidence that they built is taken away, and you're back to zero feeling insecure. And I'm only saying this because I've learned it through myself. And that is the reason why you should build yourself. You should tell yourself you're beautiful. You should tell yourself you're handsome. You should tell yourself, like, I am the prize. You should build yourself up. You should build your own confidence, because when someone comes in and they try to destroy that, it is yours. They cannot take it away. Being single is not a bad thing. It's actually a very good thing. The longer you are single, the more you are saying to yourself, I choose me. Until someone comes into your life, into my life, and treats you exactly the way that you are deserved, you are choosing you. And that is powerful, and that is something to be applauded. That is something to celebrate. So I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. And do not be afraid to sit alone. Do not be afraid to be alone. It is beautiful, it is powerful, and you deserve a good love.